Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Justice Martin. She is a junior at Georgetown College, and she just recently, this past fall in 2018, just said, you know what, I've decided that I'm not going to play college basketball anymore, and that had been a big part of her life. She had been doing it since about age 8 in Shelbyville, Kentucky, and so it's just a really good athlete, but just things just weren't working out in her mind and her heart, and she decided to made a courageous decision back in the fall, November of 2018, to say, I think I'm done playing college basketball. And I'm gonna have Justice read her Facebook post. That's what led me to want to have her on this program. I'm the radio voice for Georgetown College basketball, so I'd known Justice from afar, from a distance, from doing their games her freshman and sophomore year, but I'm going to have her read her Facebook post, and I think you'll be blessed and you'll be able to relate to it like I did when I read it back in November.
I've retired from the game that has been such a big part of me a little earlier than expected. First off, I'm so thankful for all of the opportunities that the Lord has given me through basketball. I'm so thankful for the people who believed in me when I didn't believe in myself, even a little bit. You crazy people saw things in me that I could have never seen myself, and I cannot tell you how thankful I am for that. I truly would not be who I am today if it weren't for this game. My favorite quote growing up was, basketball is a vehicle. It's not the end all to be all. It's a vehicle to get you from point A to point B. Use basketball. Don't let it use you. There came a point in my life that I had realized I began to let basketball use me. Mentally, every practice and every game and every critique I received from someone felt like a matter of life or death. My shot would never be good enough, I'd never be quick enough, I'm tall, but I could be taller, skinnier, more muscular, etc. For some people, this motivates them or pushes them to try their best to become these things, and it did for me too at first. But then it began to crush me. Depression and anxiety set up camp in my mind, and every time I stepped onto the court, they made themselves known. Basketball was no longer a sanctuary or a safe haven for me, but instead a battleground. It was no longer a place of victory, but instead defeat. I fought and refused to step away from the sport because that would be weak. But then the Lord reminded me that my worth is not found in this sport, but instead in Him. So I wanted to make this post in case there is a girl or a boy struggling just as I was. And I wanted to tell them to remember that this game is supposed to be fun and to not take it too seriously always. I also wanted to tell them that it is okay to step away from things that you love and are good at, but that are hurting you. Your mental health is far more important than your jump shot, and I waited a really long time to acknowledge that. Stepping away doesn't make you weak. Actually, I think it is sometimes an overlooked act of courage. I still love this game, and I'm so thankful for all of it.
It's Justice Martin sharing her powerful Facebook post back on November 10th. And Justice, I read all the comments on there and it was incredible. But were you even a little bit surprised by the outpouring of support that you got after you posted that?
Definitely. I think when I was typing it up, it was actually before a game that I was going to, after I'd already talked to my coaches about everything. And I was sitting there typing it really quickly, and I knew that I needed to post and let people know, especially people who had just been supporting me for so long. And I remember just hitting that post button, and it seems kind of dramatic, but it really was just such a big step and a big turnaround and something new, and I really was overwhelmed with all the support and how people reacted to it, which was awesome. I don't think I expected people to react so positively to it, and it was really awesome that they did. So
yeah, it's great. You're on Facebook, you got to go check it out. Justice Martin, it's J-U-S-T-U-S, Martin, probably like you know, M-A-R-T-I-N. But speaking of that, Justice, how did you get your name Justice? What, you named after anybody, or what was, how did you get that? I like the name, but it's
Actually, it's always been just me and my mom growing up. I never really had a father figure, so it's sort of like my mom always says, just us and Jesus. So, yeah.
Love it. So, that's awesome. There might be something behind that story. That's cool. And so for the other people listening right now, maybe you're like that. You grew up without a father or a mother, and yet here's Justice sharing that she's went through that, and her mom. I like what your mom said. Just us and Jesus. So with that, I found, and I've shared this on our program, that a lot of times, Justice, I've gone into meetings and been a little overwhelmed and maybe intimidated. And a few years ago, I was praying. I felt God clearly say to me, Greg, you're never alone. Right. I'm always with you. I'm your Heavenly Father. And, you know, I told the disciples before I left them that I would leave a comforter, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So you have the Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So there's, you know, it'd be you and three others going into that meeting.
Yeah.
And it just gave me such a peace. And sounds kind of a little bit like what your mom was saying to you guys. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
All right. So you make the courageous decision. And, you know, I hope that last part, I want to read that last part again. Justice said, stepping away doesn't make you weak. Actually, I think it is sometimes an overlooked act of courage. And, you know, I know a lot of older people like me, Justice, that are miserable and their heart's hurting like yours was, but they're afraid to walk away. What would you say to somebody right now that they heard you read that and are like, man, I'm dying, and whatever it is, you know, this season, this facet of their lives, what would you say to somebody listening right now that, you know, needs some courage? Talk to them about that.
I think really this entire thing, what all of it came down to was finally just trusting the Lord. And I think sometimes that is the hardest thing to do, to just sort of take all of these things that maybe you've worked at for years or that you've built upon and to say, you know what, God, I've done this on my own this entire time, but I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to you because I know that you want what's best for me and you know what's best for me. And I think it just comes down to trusting him and trusting his word and just giving it all to him. And just I think another thing is I remind myself in those moments that I feel miserable, like, this is how you feel right now. And this is how you feel when you do things on your own and you try to rely on your own strength. But remember how you felt when you've given things to God, and like, he wants to take your burden. He wants to do that. And he says, come and I'll give you peace. And he's urging you over and over again to do that and just to trust him. And I know sometimes it sounds crazy, but like, to step away from something that you've done for so long. But being a Christian is radical, and it calls you to things that are sometimes crazy. And at the end of the day, sometimes you just have to choose calling over comfort. And so, yeah.
Ooh, say that again.
calling over comfort. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to use calling over comfort. And living in the United States, we definitely get comfortable. And kind of the cool thing is, you shared with me, we were talking yesterday on the phone about you've done some work with ELIC, is that correct?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your experience with that.
So ELIC, it stands for English Language Institute China. I had the awesome opportunity last summer to go to Hong Kong and then Cambodia for a week. And in Hong Kong, I got to teach English to a class of 21 students, and it was an amazing experience. And man, it just really opened my eyes. And I think there's a lot of things going on in Asia that sometimes we turn our backs to because it's on the other side of the world, and we think, oh, we could never do anything because it's not like directly affecting us here. But really just that there's so many people over there that just need to be loved and that want to know about the hope of an awesome Savior. And it was really cool.
Very cool. Well, I love that. You talked about courage and comfort, and to go all the way back to Hong Kong. Did anybody go with you? Were you a part of a group? Or
yeah, I was a part of a large group. There was probably about 50 of us, and then we were all split into teams of about six. And then one of my best friends, Renee, she also goes to Georgetown with me. She's in the Bible study as well with your mom. She came with me too, which was awesome.
That is so cool. What a great experience. How is your health doing? I know it's only been a short time. We're talking mid-February, and this was only decided back in November, but have you started to see a little bit of a change in your overall mental and emotional health since you made this courageous decision?
Absolutely. I think there's been almost a drastic change. At first it was weird, and I was still dealing with the whole pride thing and not playing, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is weird. When people ask me how basketball is, I have to go through this whole conversation. But it's fine, and I'm so thankful, and just thank God for the opportunity that he gave me to step away, and for Coach Jackson for giving me that opportunity that he did. And I've definitely seen a turnaround in my mental health, and which is amazing, because I've realized that that's changed the way I maybe speak to others and how I approach my classes and my energy to do my schoolwork and to work on my art and things like that. So it's just been really awesome. Yeah.
Well, you're obviously much more than a basketball player, and that was the season, and that's one of the reasons I want to have Justice. We all go just like there's winter, spring, summer, and fall seasons, and things change, obviously, with the weather and climate and the daytime and dark, you know, when it gets dark earlier, and love that daytime, the sunshine, more in the spring and summer. But you're in a new season of life, so talk about, you know, what God's doing there, what are some things that you're interested in doing and looking forward to in the future now that the basketball season of your life's over.
Well, I'm an art major at Georgetown, so I've definitely had more time to sort of pour myself into my work with that, which has been really awesome. I realized, I guess, I had never been able to sort of fully focus on that because I was always rushing or wanted to get stuff done so I could get to practice or get to wherever. And so, yeah, I've been able to do that, which is awesome. And I'm actually, whenever the basketball girls aren't super busy, we get to do a Bible study together still. So that's amazing, just having time to do that and just little things like that. And this summer I have the opportunity to go to Cambodia, so I'm in the process of support raising for that and just being able to do things like that and focus on, it's really just the little things, I think, that maybe before I didn't notice, but now that I get to sort of pour myself into, which is awesome. And also just the amount of time I get to spend with people in my sorority that I live with and getting to know them better. So, and also still getting to know my teammates better, because I still consider them my teammates, of course, but yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, I love the pictures that you were there with them on Team Picture Day in November, even after you announced your decision. That was a really cool thing. Any particular Bible verse that kind of one that you'd like to, you know, kind of your go-to verse? Do you have a particular Bible verse you'd like to share with us? Or
My go-to verse growing up, I would always, before games, I'd always sort of like repeat it to myself, Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified, because of them, for the Lord is with you, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I think all my life I was like applying that to basketball, you know, and now I just see how the Lord has used that verse now, you know, to remind me like be strong and courageous and trust me and take those steps of faith. And yeah, so that's just been a constant reminder throughout my life and a verse I really love. And I'm thankful that the Lord has reinforced his love to me through that. So, yeah.
That's Deuteronomy 31:6. Is
yes.
that correct? All right. Yeah, that's a great verse. I love that one. All right. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. Would you mind just praying for us? You know, man, you walked through and made this courageous decision to walk away from basketball and start this new season of your life. And I know there's got to be some people out there that are going, I need to do what Justice Martin did. So do you mind praying for those people out there that are just facing the same place you were about, you know, leaving something that's comfortable and the world says you shouldn't do, but they know God's working in their heart and mind? So please pray for them.
Okay. Lord, just thank you for the opportunity for me to come here today and to talk about all that you've done for me, God. And I just thank you so much for that, Lord. And I pray that I pray for all the people who might be struggling mentally or just with other things and making decisions, choosing whether or not to step away from something or maybe to accept a position, God. I pray that they would seek you first in that decision, Lord. And most importantly, just to be bold and remember to choose calling over comfort. And maybe it's a different situation where there's this awesome opportunity, but maybe that's not the one for them because you have something better in store, God. I just pray that overall that we would just trust you and seek you and know that you're constantly keeping us for things that you know are best for us, God. And I also just pray for anyone struggling with mental health, Lord. I pray that you would give them the boldness to talk about it and to not be ashamed or embarrassed because of that, God. And I just thank you so much for all that you've done for me, Lord. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.
That's Justice Martin, and this is Hope Is Here.